This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Well, there's a lot to unpack following a 5-2 Orioles loss to the Blue Jays yesterday, and who better to talk to than an Oriole Hall of Famer himself, Jason? How about we bring on Mike Bordick right now? Bordy, just cut right to the chase. What did you think of Brandon Hyde's decision to pinch hit for Jackson Holliday and Colton Cowser in the eighth yesterday?
Oh, man. I didn't think it was his best, move. You know what? I really do. I trust Brandon Hyde a lot. I think because of the moves that were made, maybe he felt like he had to make some, those late game moves. But I also know that I feel like Brandon's got a great feel for his players, and two of the hottest bats right now are Colton Cowser and Jackson Holliday. So that it surprised me. In that regard. And it also, I guess, surprised me when, I wouldn't put Kobe Mayo up in those.
No.
In that right now. He's not ready for that spot. My gosh, he probably doesn't even really need to be in the big leagues right now. I know everybody's been pushing for him to be in the big leagues, but you see what happens, right? It's a little bit of an adjustment period, and that's kind of a tough spot to put him in. And I was a little surprised with that from Brandon Hyde. I didn't expect that one.
Yeah, I think ideally Eloy Jimenez would be the bat you want there, right? But Eloy was already in the starting lineup as the DH, so he obviously can't come off the bat off the bench for any particular matchup.
Well, I just wonder why you got a pinch hit for Cowser. He's been swinging the bat well. He's the one guy you've been playing every day, not platooning
right.
as much.
Right? I wonder if he's banged up though, Bordy. Like, he kind of looked like he was like some of those earlier at bats, he looked like,
yeah,
I don't, you know what I mean? Like, I think we're going to talk to Michael Elias in the next hour. Like, I do wonder about that. If Cowser was something was going on with him. A lot of people are beating him up for the Gregory Soto move, but like this one to me, Bordy, like he can't pitch Cino Perez every night. Aiken's back in AAA. I'm actually pining for him. I never thought I'd say that, but I am. Like Colom's on the IL. Like he's got one lefty there to play, and he's thinking, well, God, Horowitz doesn't he's a kid. He doesn't really hit that well. He doesn't hit lefties at all. Like, I can't blame him for that one. I put that on the GM. Like, Soto looks like he's not good enough.
Well, I will say this. I think we all kind of were in agreement that a couple of these guys that they picked up at the trade deadline, we're kind of keeping our fingers crossed and hoping that they can get on a roll, because everybody's had past success. Now, going to a different team, I think the Orioles have had a lot of luck in that.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of got come over inspired and ready to go and want to help, and it seems like they shine. You know, you see a lot of their brightest moments, and they help the Orioles cross the finish line. Well, for one reason or another, Soto isn't very comfortable right now. He can't find his release point. He's all over the place. And so this is a guy right now, it's a double red flag. You can't put him in any kind of trustworthy situation right now. I think it's going to be, believe it or not, in mop-up games right now, your closer and him. And until they build their confidence back and feel better, and I think Brandon Hyde has a pretty good feel for that, too. It definitely worked well with Kimbrel. You got to wait because, I mean, these games are so important. So you give a guy a little bit of rope because you got to find out what you got and you got to find out if you trust him. I feel like that'll be the last time he'll be in a tighter ball game like that. For a couple games anyway, until he can get that release point down, because he's got pretty good stuff. You just got to be able to throw strikes.
We're speaking to Mike Bordick. It's Inside Access on the Fan. Bordy, let's get to a positive. Albert Suarez, man. I mean, the start that he had on such short notice, how impressive was that? And do you expect him to slot back into the starting rotation with this Grayson Rodriguez injury?
I don't see why not. I mean, honestly, I mean, come on, all season long, he's been stepping up. You talk about somebody that deserves to be right up there. Well, I was going to say with McCann as far as Hero of the Year award, but I don't know if he's quite there just yet. Listen, he's done everything and then some that they've asked. And I think he's earned the opportunity. I wouldn't waste your time. I mean, unless there's a minor league arm that you think might help the bullpen, but I trust him as much as I trust anybody right now in the rotation as far as getting into the middle part of the game. Honestly, I like him in the bullpen too. I just think he's a really strong, versatile piece for Brandon Hyde.
Anything that you're seeing, Bordy, with Jackson Holliday mechanically in his buildup, in the leg kick, anything you're seeing as someone who played the game at an incredibly high level that looks a little different to you now than first time around?
Well, I think just, I guess there's just a genuine calmness about him. Mm-hmm. I think, thank goodness, he had good at-bats that first game, but hitting that grand slam, it made us all kind of give a sigh of relief, and especially him. He felt good. He felt like he was contributing now. He's a part of the team, and every at-bat since then has been pretty good, man. He's going the other way. When he has to, he's not at all fazed by velocity and some of the best pitchers in the game. He's unflappable. And that's another thing that kind of left me scratching my head. Why would you take this kid out of these situations, man? I feel like he's kind of built for them. Yeah. He's just, you know, just kind of great poise at such a young age. It's really amazing. And now that he's on a roll, let him run with it, just like you did with Gunner, right? Just go get it, kid. Yeah, get it. Take as much as you can while you can. And I think that's where Holliday is right now. So, yeah, pretty fun to watch.
Bordy, Trevor Rogers, he had a rough Oriole debut, back on the mound tonight against the Blue Jays. What are you hoping to see differently from Rogers tonight?
Oh, man. Just more confident in his stuff, you know, and that's really the separator, I think, with so many of these pitchers at the big league level. If you're not confident in your stuff, you certainly don't belong in the big leagues. You got to be able to throw your pitches for strikes, and nowadays, anytime. And you got to challenge some of these guys and trust the movement that you have. I think he does have a good movement. He doesn't have an overpowering fastball, but he could pitch to contact and trust his defense with a proper pitch mix. So I hope that he stays in the zone a little bit more aggressively. Getting ahead is going to be super important for him, and it would be nice. It would make us all feel better if he settled in and had a nice start. At least then we see we got something to work with, because if you're all of a sudden juggling guys like Rogers and Cade Povich back and forth and you're keeping your fingers crossed every time a guy goes out, that it doesn't give me a warm, fuzzy feeling going into the postseason, I'll tell you that.
But, Bordy, I think tonight, even if it looks like it did in Cleveland, which was batting practice and a camera person almost getting killed in the second inning, I think he's got to eat it, Bordy, because, like, the left-handed long guy's in Norfolk now, and the right-handed long guy just saved your ass with five innings last night. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a bunch of one-inning guys, but, like, I don't see a natural bridge guy there. Like, he might have to absorb five or six, whether he's got it or not.
Well, the good point there. And eventually somebody's going to have to do it. You got to protect the bullpen and, help preserve these arms. That said, if Suarez does stay in the rotation, I think they'd bring Aiken up, get him back up here. And there's your long guy. Mm-hmm. I guess that move hasn't been made, but, he may have to do that. And, but there again, too, you don't want to listen. He's had a risk of injuries in the past. You certainly don't want to push him through, you know, none of these guys are like McCann, especially pitchers. You know what I mean? If all of a sudden the guy throws 40 pitches, 45 pitches in the first couple innings, and then next has a stressful, you know, third, there ain't no way he's going to make it through six innings. You know what I mean? So it's all about those stress innings and what he's doing. It'd be nice if he pitched the contact and got some quick outs. I think that's the hope. And to be honest with you, I think that's Brandon Hyde's hope too, because you're probably not going to strike a lot of guys out mm-mm. with that. Yeah, so mix it up and pitch the contact, man, and move it in and out and try to keep guys off balance and trust those great athletes behind you.
He's Oriole Hall of Famer, part of our Baltimore Baseball Tonight coverage, Mike Bordick. Bordy, thanks as always. We'll talk next week.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, guys. Thank you.
You got it. At the bottom of the hour, Tim Murray of VEASAN. He's going to win us some money. At the top of the hour, Orioles GM Mike Elias scheduled to join us. We have a lot to
fingers
get
crossed
into with Mike Elias. But coming up next, we're going to go out to one winning drive, get an update from Ken Wyman, who is on the scene. What has stood out to him in what seems to be a lax practice today at one winning drive? And also, Charlie Kohler and Pat Ricard, they met with the media yesterday. Jason, you asked them about Ravens in heavy personnel this year. We'll hear that sound next as well. It's Inside Access on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things, like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The The fan was really well represented yesterday at the castle. Jason, you were out there. Chuck Bucks was out there. Melissa Kim, Vinny, Cordell. Am I missing anybody?
No, that was it.
Well, today.
I mean, Aloysius, he's kind of fan for life.
Of course.
Right? He's fan for life. He's Aloysius.
He's 100% fan for life. And joining us now, another
Just
fan
Gigi.
For life. Ken Wyman is out there. Ken, did they give you the same red carpet treatment that Jason got?
I will tell you that is the talk of camp today, our presence here yesterday. And they're frankly a little disappointed that I'm the only one here today.
Oh, really? I think it would be just the contrary.
Yeah, no, well, they appreciate me, obviously.
Of course.
But the presence, the sheer numbers that we brought to the table yesterday.
We flex some muscle.
I think we frankly intimidated everyone else.
We threw our weight around. Any truth to the rumor that today's Ravens practice was sponsored by Wyman Industries?
I wish I could say that was true. It like me, it was going about half speed. But no, my brother is not involved, though Aloysius is here again today.
Oh, nice.
I've been spending a lot of time with him. And also, I do want to point out, before I forget, Camp Yadidim is here. They got a huge throng of people, and they're big fans of the station. Two kids, Jacob and Kobe, came over, and Jacob is like, I heard Ken Wyman's here. And so I said, he goes, where are Jason Lockenfour and Tim Barbalace? I said, how old are you? He said, 15. I said, how do you know everybody? He goes, I listen all the time. So I guess his dad's a big listener. So Camp Yadidim.
This isn't like an X Factors thing. This is real.
This is real life. Jacob knows he's like, where's Cordell? Where's Vinny? Where's Rob Long? Where's Jeremy Cox?
Did you tell him he should have been there Tuesday? We were all there.
I said, you, if you would have came yesterday, everybody was here.
Did he ask about X Factors?
He did.
Well,
Gigi,
I can only hope that his dad had the wherewithal or mom to tell him to do the earmuffs thing when Bone was playing blue yesterday.
I
hope
bad.
The campers didn't hear that.
I was very disappointed in Bone. I was talking to Margie about that last night. That's like really caught me off guard.
Yeah. Yeah. He's usually better than that.
Yeah.
Well, this practice.
That was the Brandon Hyde pinch hitting of segments for the Bone.
Yeah, it was.
Well, this practice definitely seems a lot less intense than yesterday, Ken. Guys in shorts. I mean, anything standing out to you? Anything of note?
Yeah, so Lamar looks decent. He's thrown a couple nice passes to Zay Flowers, one for a touchdown in the red zone. That was a nice pass. He threw a nice back shoulder to Tylan Wallace. Josh Johnson, honestly, looks like Josh Johnson. They did have Jordan Stout kicking some, like him and Tucker were like switching. I was told I was allowed to talk about this, but
thank God you got clearance.
They switched back and forth kicking field goals, and Stout went 3 for 4. So for what that's worth, I guess if he ever needs the kick, but like the offensive line, as you said yesterday, I can't say much more than it seems to be a work in progress.
Yeah, there's a bunch of guys.
Yeah, there are a bunch of guys.
Five at a time. About one and a half of them look like they belong, but
it was good to see Deontay Hardy and Adafe Owe and Marlon Humphrey back on the field.
I was about to ask you about Owe, sprained ankle and
can't hold him down.
Right back, is he moving well?
He seems to be moving pretty well. He's out there. He's involved. That kid, again, I don't know what to glean from it because, you know, Bone, we've been fooled by this before, but he's moving 100 miles an hour at training camp. I need to see that kind of, for lack of a better word, dominance that we see in camp and games.
You're not ready to crown him with a 10-sack season? Maybe by the time you get back here?
Bone, Jason, I've done that once before. You fooled me once, you know.
I'm just checking.
I think he's going to have his best sack season. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I'm ready to say 10.
Gotcha.
We know that Jerry Coleman asks the hard-hitting questions. Are you going to one-up him today? It's John Harbaugh and who else at the podium?
Ben Cleveland. You know, so I thought about this morning, and I'm like, we have Mike Elias on the show.
Probably.
Ben Cleveland is talking at the podium. And I want to talk to Mike. I haven't talked to Mike in a while, but how many times do I get to talk to Ben Cleveland?
Not often.
Not many.
Not often.
So, you know, I made...
Might be even fewer after Friday night.
Yeah. I made the decision for the show that, you know what, we can kill two birds with one stone. You guys got Mike. I'm going to get Big Ben Cleveland.
Well, we are very jealous.
I mean, obviously there's a squirrel question to be asked, right?
Yes.
Mandatory, obligatory squirrel question.
Is it Ricard in Cleveland? I think it's Ricard.
No, Ricard was yesterday, unless he's double dipping.
Yeah, I mean, that would be.
I mean, you're out there and we're not, GG, so I would say
I'm
you got.
I'm trying to remember what was on the board.
You got a better idea. Like, they write it on the media board, GG, just to let you know. It's not a secret.
Jason, you promised me comfortable out here today. It is hot, and I think I'm having a heat stroke. So I can't remember that third name.
You should have
that
seen
was on
it
the
yesterday.
Board.
This is 80s today. It was 90s. Yeah, it's humid though. I will say it's humid.
Yeah, it's sticky. It's sticky out here.
All right, Kim.
Jerry Aloysius Coleman looks like he's ready to play in a Brazilian soccer game.
He's
very color coordinated.
I believe.
Fight the good fight out there, GG.
I'm trying, man.
I have faith in you. I think you'll make it through the whole practice.
We will talk to you around 5.
Yes, sir. Can't wait.
We'll see you. That's Ken Wyman live at One Winning Drive. But before we step out, Patrick Ricard, he did meet with the media yesterday.
Yeah, I mean,
there.
Again, maybe it's a double dip situation. I'll take him every day. He's great.
And you asked him the question if the team could be more efficient in 12 and 13 personnel this year.
I think very. It all depends. We're going to see. But, yeah, when you have two big body guys like that who can get open, who can make – you know, difficult catches and are hard to bring down, I think it's going to be very efficient, but it's not going to take away from everything else that we're going to do.
We've talked a lot about this offseason, how the Ravens, you got to lean into your strengths, and your strength is you have two really, really talented tight ends, and Pat Ricard, who obviously can play in line.
Yeah, and look, I think we've talked a lot about position flexibility and how the Ravens have liked it on the offensive line. And they obviously, Kyle Hamilton, right? They like their DBs to be very interchangeable and be able to do multiple things. You know, we've seen it with some of their hybrid defenders in the past when they had a Matt Judon or they had...
Zadarius?
Well, him, but I was thinking more of the guy who Harbs ran into in the grocery store, Tyus Bowser.
Oh, Tyus.
You know,
Tyus.
And I think with Kohler, if he can force his way onto the field more as a blocker and be a little more involved with Ricard and even with the Derrick Henry, who I don't think they're going to be afraid to throw the ball to downfield a little bit, they've got some shapeshifters of a heavy variety that I don't think many teams have.
Coming up next, Tim Murray of VSIM. We will get his best bets. The Olympics, they're going on. He's got a best bet in terms of Olympic hoops. And also, he's got an interesting NFL college football future crossover that we'll get into. Tim Murray, he's next on The Fan. The Orioles have announced multiple transactions. They have recalled Keegan Aiken from AAA Norfolk. They have placed Grayson Rodriguez on the 15-day IL due to that right lat shoulder discomfort. That's retroactive to August 4th. They've also placed Heston Kerstad on the 10-day IL concussion list. So at 4... we can get deeper into those moves with GM Mike Elias. But right now, joining us, Tim Murray of VSiN. He's going to wing you some money. And Tim, let's start with some Olympic hoops on the men's side. We got two semifinal games tomorrow. France taking on Germany. United States taking on Serbia. Where are you placing your bets?
Yeah, I want to get to that, but can I give I want to give a shout out real quick.
Sure.
I've been doing this with you guys now for a couple years,
a
right?
Long time, man.
And I always love it. Obviously, you know, being out here gives me a slice of home. And I want to give a shout out to a loyal listener of your guys, Brad.
Okay.
He sent me a tweet, and he said that his I don't want to go too into detail, but he said that his daughter is early on in the recruitment process, and she's getting recruited by my alma mater, and he saw that I went to Muhlenberg College and reached out, so we had a little chat. But the reach of this show, Inside Access, is large, so I appreciate you guys and having me on and the loyal listeners that listen to the program.
Thank you.
So,
most of it is due to Wyman Industries.
Well, that's true.
Giving credit where it's due.
I was going to say our reach is kind of limitless due to the Odyssey app, right?
That's true too, Bone. Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah, you can access this wherever, whenever.
There you go. Just had to give that out.
No,
a little
shout great.
Out. Very, very cool. Hopefully,
bringing people together. That's what we do here at IA.
We could maybe we could send some more people up to Allentown, Pennsylvania. And as for the Olympics, I'll start with the U.S., right? The U.S. in the pool play went 1-2 ATS, but the lone game they covered was against Serbia. I don't know if you guys saw this, but U.S. was asked about it. And Windhorst, who's been over there covering the United States, Brian Windhorst of ESPN, has continued to kind of allude to the factor that is there some possum being played by Serbia a little bit where they haven't been maybe given their best effort against the United States. They were down 20-plus in the second quarter to Australia. Largest comeback, I believe, in Olympic basketball history in that game. Nikola Jokic was awesome, shocker. And the thing to note about this is when the U.S. played Serbia in the pool play portion back on July 28th, USA won. They shot very, very well, but they were plus 26 when Nikola Jokic was off the floor. They outscored Serbia 29-3, and it was even when Jokic was on the floor. Now, I am not saying that the United States is going to lose tomorrow. I have a bet on them to win gold, so I still am very comfortable with that, and I think the U.S. for the most part is going to be very geared up, but I'm kind of intrigued by Serbia plus 16.5 here, guys. We saw this open 17.5, came down to 16.5. I believe back on July 28th, let me just double check this real quick, when they played in pool play, the U.S. closed as a 13.5 point favorite. So that's a 3-point difference from where the market was at back on July 28th. Granted, the U.S. won and covered that game 110-84 and where it is right now. So I do think the United States, obviously, they win this game, but I think it might be, and I might eat these words because Germany is really a cohesive unit, but this might be the biggest challenge the United States have had so far and maybe will the entire way through. So I haven't made the bet yet, but I do think Serbia plus 16.5 is intriguing just from the standpoint of I have to imagine Nikola Jokic is not going to come off the floor. I'll point this out real quickly. We have seen market movement here towards Germany in that opener against France. That was like 4.5. It's out to 5, 5.5. So Germany, who won FIBA World Cup back in 2023, this is a team that I think was vastly underrated coming into this Olympic run. A lot of people talking about Canada, France, Serbia, but Germany, man, they've got a really good shot here to go on to the gold medal game on Sunday against the United States. But yeah, USA laying 16.5. They played very well in the game against Brazil, won that game comfortably. But I do think this is going to be a bit of an annoyance tomorrow. So if anything, I would look at Serbia plus 16.5 tomorrow afternoon.
Tim, as much as I love these Westwood One Olympic updates that we get at the half hour of every hour of our show, and man,
you love them all. You love the golf one.
Oh, that's these are favorite. Even better than the golf. These are a whole next level.
You know, I did the golf ones. I ever tell you that I did the golf ones back in 2018. I was
best assignment of your life. Were you sitting in a warehouse in Secaucus? Where were you?
No, I was actually on site. I was.
Oh, that's nice.
I was in the media room, Belle Reve Country Club in St. Louis, and then I didn't do the. So when Westwood One used to have the rights to the Olympics,
summer games
updates would have. Sorry, summer games. Not allowed to say that. The O word.
I think you can now, but we certainly can in those updates. You cannot say that.
I went over to the Olympics in 2018. I went to Pyeongchang, and they would throw to me at events. So I would do like a live update. Like, let's go to Tim Murray at ski jump. And I'm like, yeah, I'm here at the bottom of the ski jump, and guy just jumped really far. All right, back to you. But it was, I'll say this. I've told people this before. Coolest assignment of my life. To this date, has been covering the Olympics in Pyeongchang. It was awesome to be a part of that. But your favorite,
well, I know you might love it then even more than me, which I didn't think was possible because it's not cutting valuable real estate out of our show at all. But they tell me that they're winding down and that the Olympics are winding down, which brings me to my question to you, right? Given that you have experienced this firsthand, will you dabble in any weirdo bets between, like, I don't even know what's left, you know, underwater ski shooting, like, you know, dolphin riding. I really, my intake of the Olympics has been minimal.
What about breakdance?
Will you bet any goofy stuff before it's over? Have you bet any goofy stuff?
I haven't bet any goofy stuff. I should. I should be more. I guess betting goofy things is like betting on the White Sox last night, which I did. I picked the right time. They broke their 21-game losing streak. But a lot of this stuff doesn't have a market. Because if it's judged, like diving, gymnastics, offshore maybe, but legal shops in the United States can't offer that because it's judged and it could be fixed. But I'll just give you something real quick. U.S. women's soccer, they play for the gold tomorrow and or on Friday, I believe.
Right.
And they are a slight favorite over Brazil. So, but I don't know.
They didn't look great against Germany the second time yesterday. I can tell you that.
Yeah, but they were an underdog to Germany.
Yeah, but they beat them 4-1 in their qualification.
I'll tell you what, man, that goal from Trinity Rodman against Japan, holy smokes, that was pretty impressive. By the way, shout out to Gabby Thomas, who might be my crush, who has an undergrad in like neurobiology from Harvard, went to Texas to get her master's, and oh, by the way, won the 200 meter yesterday by like a second.
Neurobiology, so, that's nothing on my mass comm.
Well, exactly. and Bone took Motion for Men dance class at Towson University, and almost got a scholarship off of it. I was told.
I took Intro to the Art of Acting and got an A+.
Look at you,
at Muhlenberg College. Thank you very much.
You should have minored in that.
It was called Recess for college students. That's what it really was.
Yeah, pretty much. He's Tim Murray. Tim, next week we'll get to some college futures. But how can the people find you at VSiN?
Yeah, check me out, VSiN, 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, and also the VSiN College Football Betting Podcast. I did give out a cross-sport parlay, a futures parlay that I wanted to tell you guys about today, but you know what? It's best that Ken is going to be back because it may or may not involve a duck.
Ooh,
may not involve a duck. So we'll hold on to that. If you need it, though, check out the VSiN College Football Betting Podcast. I did give that little cross sport parlay out on my podcast.
That's what we call a 7-day tease.
That's
in the
right,
business.
Baby.
Playing the long seven game, like the Orioles at the deadline.
Tim, thanks, man. We'll talk next week.
All right, boys. See you.
Coming up, a little more nonsense. So we got three TVs in our palatial 105.
They're all working today. How about that?
Studios. And yesterday, we had on ESPN2, which is ESPN The Ocho, which it seems like it's been like that for a while now. We saw corgi races.
Yes.
We saw speed Rubik's cubing.
Yes.
So 410-583-1057, random sport or event that you would like to see on The Ocho. Heck, it might even be on The Ocho and we don't even know it. 410-583-1057. We'll take your calls next on The Fan. Orioles announced a few roster moves. Grayson Rodriguez has been placed on the 15-day IL due to that right lat and shoulder discomfort. That's retroactive to August 4th. The corresponding move recalled Keegan Aiken from Norfolk, and they have placed Heston Kjerstad on the 10-day IL concussion list. That's retroactive to August 1st. We are going to dive deeper into those moves in 10 minutes when GM Mike Elias will join us, Jason.
But that's the latest info we have.
But right now, it is TMI. And yesterday, we're watching, and I didn't realize I needed this in my life.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Boy, did we. On ESPN2, it is The Ocho right now, going back to the Dodgeball movie. If you haven't seen it, what the heck are you doing with your life?
Patches O'Houlihan?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
It's a classic.
You can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball. But they had The Ocho on, and it was corgi racing, which was electric.
It was awesome.
You got the bigger bodies and the smaller legs.
They all got a little junk in the trunk, let's be honest. Oh,
they got some cake
in
the back. And some of them knew what they were doing. Some of them were like cutting each other off.
Yes.
One went like way off the path. And then immediately following that, ESPN probably had its lowest production value of a show ever.
It was rough.
Where it was Rubik's Cube, but like speed racing with it.
And they were like not normal Rubik's Cubes.
No,
they were like higher degree of difficulty Rubik's Cubes.
So I wanted to hear from the people, 410-583-1057. Any like out there sport, out there event that you would like to see on The Ocho? And one that immediately came to mind, and I participate in it. You guys ask about it. Dude, cup and hand kickball is just crazy. You know, you got the red Solo cup with a beer or water, mm-hmm. and you can only use one hand. It's just objectively hilarious. I mean, you could even just do a beer Olympics altogether, like a flip cup, beer pong. One sport, it probably is on there somewhere. I think a crazy, like, outdoor game of horse would be cool. I think that would be electric.
Yeah. I mean, I think the people have to be pretty, like, I'd want to see professionals do it.
Sure.
I mean, I don't just want to see some guy who was the last guy off the bench in high school. I mean,
if you could get some NBA athletes, that'd be awesome.
Right. I would be into that. The kickball was actually, drunken kickball, I think could probably, serve a purpose. I'm thinking of, like, tetherball.
Ooh.
But tetherball, like, where there's, like, full contact, or ooh, maybe the ball has, like, one area of the ball has, like, a spike on it. So you gotta try to, like, you're not just knocking it around, but you're trying not to have the spike impale your hand. Like, if the ball sticks to your hand, you lose. You know? I'm thinking... You pay enough money, some people will do it.
You're adding high stakes. We got a lot of people who have texted in. Someone said frisbee golf or shin kicking.
Shin kicking?
can you not react, like, with the shin kicking? Someone said, and this is kind of already on there, the I don't even know what the heck they call it, Jason. We were talking about during the break. Like, where they're slapping each other in the face. I remember there was this big guy who just wrecked this skinny dude.
There was a whole slap league for a while. I think it was coming out of, like, Chechnya or something like that. But, like, that's kind of going mainstream.
I like this one. A staring contest. The commentary, coaches, expert opinion, they said that would be hilarious.
Well, and I think you could also, like, have each person bring in, like, a ringer. So they bring in somebody with them to try to distract the other person. So there's a strategy in it. Like, you've got the starer and the distractor. And it's 2-on-2.
Let's grab a call real quick. Travis is in Baltimore. Travis, you're on the fan.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey,
what's
there
up?
So I was over the weekend, I was watching ESPN8, and they had on, this is like 11 o'clock at night, they had on air guitar all-star.
What? How do you judge that?
And they were into it, like, and there was drama. Like, one guy, they put the wrong song on. They Ooh. Thought someone sabotaged his song, everything. They had the get-ups on, everything. There was like a... probably 500 people there watching it.
God.
It was serious, and it was hysterical.
That's awesome.
I think I've seen that somewhere before.
How do you judge? Paul is in Abingdon. Paul, you're on the fan. Paul! No, Paul.
We lost
Paul. No, Paul. Paul, you're going to have to text in. Sorry. But, yeah, air guitar.
I mean, that's obviously subjective. I mean, that's being judged.
How do you judge that?
Like, could you make it compulsory? Like, you have to do at least one split. Like, you have to do at least one, you know, like, Eddie Van Halen move. Like, you've got to get on somebody's shoulders at some point, like Randy Rhodes and Ozzy Osbourne. Like, if you add it, like, you know how they do for, like the skating, right? Figure skating, you've got to do X number of triple axles. If you mandated it, I think it would make it even more interesting with the air guitar.
Well, he was saying there
jump off a speaker.
Well, he was saying there were 500 people in the stands. I'm thinking, like, crowd surfing. With the guitar, keep it going in the crowd. I think that would be electric.
I'm here for it.
Pun intended. Coming up next,
we think
Grayson Rodriguez. It has been made official. He is placed on the 15-day IL. How serious is this lat injury, shoulder discomfort? Who is going to fill Grayson's spot in the starting rotation? Jackson Holiday, the toe tap, has that been modified? What has been the key to his turnaround in this second call up? And a lot more questions directed towards the general manager of the Orioles, Mike Elias. He is scheduled to join us next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports.
With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.